From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Chemical weapons inspectors, having arrived in Syria last week, are expected to reach the town of Douma in Syria this week to investigate a suspected chemical weapons attack April 7th that killed more than 40 people. The attack prompted an international airstrike on Saturday. A U.S. official with the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons suggested Russia may have tampered with that site. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov told the BBC he guarantees no tampering occurred. Russian Defense Ministry official Igor Kirillov said the nine-member OPCW team will visit Douma Wednesday. Russia is not obstructing their visit in any way. Both Moscow and Damascus deny using chemical weapons on the town. In Douma, now under government control, residents jostle for fresh bread and hope for their futures. This young man said he wants to return to his studies, perhaps become a journalist or engineer. Traveling with President Donald Trump Monday, White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said Mr. Trump still wants to withdraw U.S. forces from Syria, although there is no timeline to do so.
We're still committed to defeating ISIS. We want to see that happen. The president also wants the people in the region, our Gulf partners, to step up and do more, and he wants them to take on some of the financial responsibility of all of the military provided there in the region.
She also said the president would like to have a good relationship with Russia, but it will depend on Russia's behavior. Nigerian police clashed with Shia Muslim protesters in the capital Abuja Monday. They called for the release of Islamic Movement of Nigeria leader Ibrahim Zazaki, detained since December 2015 following violent clashes with troops that left hundreds of IMN followers dead. Dozens Monday were arrested. This is VOA News.